creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show
with Matt and Mark.
And I'm Joey.
It's a gay podcast from the Queen City.
It's vulgar, it's lewd, it's crude, and it is the PNS boys all the way. Did I talk about Big Fatty, about the mature category last episode? Did I mention
not that
this?
I'm aware of.
So, Big Fatty, again, I'm in podcast minutia right now, I apologize. But Big Fatty, when he was reading the podcast nominees, and if I said this before, I apologize, but it's worth it. He's going through the different nominees, and he goes, and then there's those PNS boys who somehow weaseled their way into mature. He goes, you know how Foul Monkeys talks about how they were going to put in their name for religious podcast? He must have snuck themselves in. So when Fatty said that, I'm like, that's ridiculous. What does he talk about? He goes, they are in the mature category. And I started laughing at my desk out loud that I had to email Fatty right away and said, you do know, because he's like, they are the most immature podcast ever. And he loves them. I go, you do know that mature does not equal old. Mature equals adult content. And he emails me back, and I can tell that he was just torn up laughing. He goes, no, I didn't realize
oh
that.
Oh, he really didn't?
He did, and then he talked about it on his show, and he said, I don't know where my head was. And it was one of the funniest things ever, because I thought, it is just a matter of time. You know, it's because of him and Vera that we are going to have to start doing fundraisers, all the different podcasts, for the retirement home for old gay podcasters.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's vulgar, it's lewd, it's crude.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1253. The BFO for Thursday, the 15th of November, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty has got a list. Y'all, there's lots of fucking going on. And can you hear that? Hello, trophies. Big Fatty, what the hell? You'll find out soon. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, it has gotten to be camisole weather here in Charleston, y'all, because y'all, it's just cold and gloomy and it's rainy. Y'all, it's a wet dream for Walnut Hills. And y'all, speaking of Walnut Hills, I don't know what happened, but y'all, you know the Vons, yo, she loves the technology, y'all, and she was testing it. She was testing it on Hump Day, and somehow she fucked it up. Yes, Big Freddy, imagine that. But anyway, so y'all, evidently that little show was that came out, you know, everybody had a good dump before that one came out, so there was no stimulation. Hey, Freddy, you're going to get in trouble. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's excuse me, a little shit, poor Big Freddy. Y'all, you heard Joey Bukkake from the cocktail weenies and the creamsicles, and y'all, he was telling the story about Big Fatty and talking about the PNS explosion being in the mature category of the podcast awards, which, by the way, end today. Yes, Big Fatty, mercifully, please, hydrogen. But anyway, and y'all, it's true. I really thought the mature category was, elderly and, retirement topics and soaking your teeth and all kinds of things like that. But y'all, it wasn't. But Big Fatty told the story on himself. But y'all, it was funny just to hear that old Joey Bukkake giggling like a schoolgirl. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all got a lot done in the coal mine on Hump Day. It was a good day. It was just a good day. Y'all, I remember. Oh, y'all, that is some Asian cabbage solid with some rotisserie chicken in it. Y'all, by the way, I've got a big old pot of lemon chicken soup on the stove cooking, so I'll have that for my supper once I've finished recording the little show. But anyway, y'all, I forgot to give you my report from the El Dentista, which, as we all know, is Mexican for El Dentista. But y'all, it all went well. Y'all, I do have, and y'all, this is one of the ravages of age. But y'all, well, for some, assuming that you went to the dentist throughout your childhood and adult years, you know, there are some, I won't mention any names, yo, who did not go to the dentist for a 45-year period. But anyway, y'all, when you got cavities, you know, they would fill your cavities, and y'all, well, by, when you start getting old, getting in your 50s and all, y'all, those fillings begin to they begin to break down a little bit. So Big Fatty doesn't have any new cavities, but I've got to get a couple of fillings replaced, so I'll have to be making an appointment for that. But y'all, it's a good thing, because you know, I have one of those medical spending accounts, and y'all, I've got some leftover duckies in there, and y'all, if you don't spend them by the end of the year, they just take it away from you, Big Fatty. But so anyway, no, I will not let them take it. But anyway, y'all, but y'all, and the other thing I meant to mention is that evidently this week in November, y'all, it's El Dentisto week. I saw that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone went to the El Dentisto, and Drum Major Cav went. Y'all, I don't know who else may have gone to El Dentisto this week or not, but y'all, there's also one other thing that happens a lot this week. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Thursday the 15th, y'all, clearly a result of that good Valentine sex, y'all, lots of fucking goes on around Valentine. Be ready, please. But y'all, we do not have one. We do not have two, I say two, but y'all, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal for today, the 15th of November. Which is basically 9 months after Valentine's sex. Yes, Big Ready. But y'all, we have one. Y'all, just America's sweetheart. America's sweetheart, y'all, you know her best from her vegetarian tendencies. Y'all, it's that Miss Lo. La Lauren up there in the Chicago's. Y'all, she turns 30 today, and y'all, I brought it to her attention that today she completes her 30th year on Earth, and y'all, she says, oh, I've never really thought of it that way, but y'all, it's true, because when you're born, you're zero, and when you turn one, that's the end of your first year. So y'all, at the end of your 29th year, when you turn 30, you've completed your 30th year on Earth. So yes, Big Fatty, you've enlightened us. Move forward. But y'all, the next person who's celebrating an exiting of the birth canal today, y'all, is that crooner himself, y'all, is that Mr. Pat Geick from I think I might just have to quit my day job and go to work at the barn. A little show, and y'all, I'm sure he'll have a hoot nanny of a good time for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then we have a Mexican birthday today. Yes, that is correct, y'all. I didn't know that they even had Valentine sex in Mexico, but y'all, evidently they do, because y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for none other than Dave. Y'all, you know Dave, if you were at the Pride 48, that was the Turnip Head's friend who was there and just had a good time. Big Freddy, it sounds like we're going to need a really, really big cake. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I'm sure many of you are thinking, oh, dear, Gussie, Big Fatty's got criminal cards already, but y'all don't. I've still only received the first criminal card from Dr. E. Pluribus Stone. But, y'all, I just want to remind everybody now, if you want to send Big Fatty a criminal card, y'all, I'll put the information over there over at the BFO. Up there under the top of the heap. And, y'all, all the information will be there. And, y'all, what Big Fatty's going to do, Big Fatty got, we're going to celebrate the 12 days of Crema. And, y'all, what I'm going to do is, starting on the 3rd of December, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and the 17th. Well, I don't know if I'm going to do the 17th and 18th or do the 27th and 28th. But anyway, it'll be one of those last 2 days. There'll be 12 days that Big Fatty will draw a crema card from all the ones that he has received. And y'all, that person is going to receive a 2013 Year of Ruination photographic calendar. From Big Fatty. So, y'all, it behooves you. Big Fatty, behoove. That's a good word. It behooves you to get your card in early so you'll have more chances to win one of the calendars. Of course, if you don't want to win a calendar, don't send Big Fatty a crema card. Big Fatty, you don't encourage him. But anyway, and y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you, even if you don't get selected during the 12 days of Crema, I'm going to have a contest that's going to the winner will get one of the calendars. And y'all, then, of course, the number one fan for 2013 will also get one of the calendars. But we don't choose that one until the halftime of the big game in February. So anyway, but, you know, there'll be a few extra chances in there that I'll just surprise you. But now you know the best way if you're interested in winning one of those calendars. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds lovely. And y'all, the Sirius Radio, y'all, they did indeed reactivate Big Fatty's subscription. And y'all, I've got the two Crema channels now, and I listened to a little bit of that, and so there you have it. And y'all, all I gotta say is get ready, because y'all, it's coming whether you're ready or not. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, you can get ready because of Big Fatty.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh my gosh, am I still on tying up your phone line? I got a call while I was calling you, and now it just called me back. So anyway, leave it to the BFO to call the bacon. All right. What I was going to call you about is, does ever anybody watch your video that's posted on your website? New listeners, there is a hilarious video over there of the fat one. Okay,
go ahead. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I got to tell you about this. Y'all, this call ran about 7 minutes, and you just got the tail end of it. And y'all, it was for the first 6 minutes and 30 seconds, y'all, it was just silence. And so I just went forward to see what the rest of it was. Silence, until that part you just heard. Y'all, evidently Miss Bacon went to call the BFO and got another call before the voice letter line answered, and y'all, it just started recording. And anyway, there you go. And y'all, she's right. There is a video over there at the BFO. If you've never seen it, it's Big Fatty doing a zip line. Big Fatty, please. y'all, I just about shat my pants, quite frankly. So y'all, if you want to see Big Fatty just about shat his pants, go on over there and look at that video. Even if you've seen it before, you might want to go see it again. So there you go. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is David, that Blue Jeans guy, and I have a question for you. Okay, I'll pause for you to get to the music there. All right.
Big Fatty, wake up and play the music!
Yes?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, as you heard, we have got an X Big Fatty question today from David, that Blue Jeans guy. David?
My question is, are you completely off the cobs now? Because I had a gift app that I wanted to send you, but if you're completely off the cobs, then I don't want to throw any temptation in your way. So just let us know. Thank you so much, and... you're fat.
David, this is an excellent question, and the answer is no, I'm not. Casey in Denver, he is the one that came up with the CAP program, the Cobb Awareness Program, the acronym. And I am just aware of the cobs that I stick in my pie hole. But, no, I have not eliminated them completely. I try to limit them. As I tell everyone, I can eat whatever I want. I just can't eat it every day. And that's the way I look at it. So, David, no, I am not completely off the cobs. You can't completely eliminate cobs anyway, but you can be aware of the amount that you're putting in your pie hole. So, David, I hope that answers your question. And remember, I'm putting up the address that you can send those cobs to over at the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, can I have some too? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went to the Von's East during my lunch hour today, and the penny coupon was the American cheese, and y'all, you know, I'm not eating the dairy now, so I just put my coupon in there for someone else to use that. But y'all, I bought things to make my chicken soup. Got lemons and celery and onions, and they have the good chicken broth on sale. Y'all, they have the good Oscar Mayer Bafarin on sale, and butter. I had to get some butter too. So y'all, I spent $35.17, and I saved $13.09. So I think that's pretty good. Joey, what do you think? How would you describe Big Fatty's savings at the Vons?
It's vulgar. It's lewd. It's crude.
Oh. Oh, well, okay.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.